From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State extremists are losing ground in Iraq. Their leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. Mr. Kerry made a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders, and he promised more help from the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State, also known as Daesh.
Daesh is getting weaker by the day, and the coalition's strategy of supporting the Iraqis with training, with equipment, and airstrikes is working. The fact is, in Iraq, Daesh fighters have not been on the offensive in months.
There are currently about 3,900 U.S. troops in Iraq, and Secretary Kerry said there were no specific Iraqi requests for additional American troops. Some U.S. and Western officials say the Islamic State is having trouble entrenching itself in Libya despite a concerted effort over the past year. The most recent estimates put the number of IS fighters in Libya at about 5,000, roughly twice what it was a year and a half ago. The number is expected to grow as IS officials in Syria and Iraq continue to encourage foreign fighters to head to Libya. Belgian authorities arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the November Paris attacks. The suspect is also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. Mohamed Abrini is a Belgian of Moroccan descent and believed to be the mysterious man in a hat who escaped the explosion at the Brussels airport. If that's true, it would mean that Abrini had a key role in both attacks carried out by Islamic State that left a total of 162 people dead. This is VOA News. United Nations is calling for collective action to combat violent extremism. Lisa Schlein reporting now from a two-day UN conference on preventing this sort of violence.
Terrorism and extreme violence are not new phenomena, but UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says modern technology like smartphones along with social media outlets have allowed the twin scourges to spread like a cancer. Ban says it is time to try a new approach.
We need a more comprehensive and balanced approach that addresses the drivers of violent extremism. I think we should invest and focus more on prevention.
That, he says, involves the need to address the root causes of what drives people, particularly youth, to become radicalized and join terrorist organizations such as the Islamic State militant group and Boko Haram. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. State Department says Russia played a role in the release of a U.S. citizen detained by Syrian authorities. 33-year-old Kevin Dawes, a freelance photographer from San Diego, was abducted while traveling in Syria in 2012. Dawes was abducted after he crossed from Turkey into Syria. In recent months, he's been allowed to speak with his family during phone calls and to receive care packages from home, which signaled to the U.S. officials that Syria would likely release him. Hopes for a resumption of Afghan peace talks ahead of the so-called Taliban spring offensive seem to have diminished. That's prompting Afghanistan to increasingly blame neighboring Pakistan for the lack of progress. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Afghanistan and Pakistan have been trying to arrange direct peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban to seek a settlement to the Afghan war. The United States and China have supervised the effort, but the so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group has failed to initiate the peace process. The group is likely to meet again later this month. The Taliban's refusal to engage with the Kabul government in any talks is blamed for the setback. Afghanistan's ambassador to Pakistan, Hazrat Umar Zakhilwal, believes the two countries are to be blamed for preventing progress in the peace process. Addressing a seminar in Islamabad with Pakistani foreign policy advisor Sartaj Aziz this week, the Afghan diplomat insisted it is widely believed back in his country that Taliban commanders are using Pakistan for insurgent activities with the knowledge and help of the country's security institutions. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Round 3 of the Masters Golf Tournament will take place today in the U.S. city of Augusta, Georgia. Round 2 on Friday saw lower scores, but Jordan Spieth was atop the leaderboard again, as he was in Round 1, 4 under par after 2 rounds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.